We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. Spending on cocaine has surged past sales of Coca-Cola as Sydney's white line fever worsens. The startling finding emerges from analysis by the Daily Telegraph of drug data that appears to understate the true scale of expenditure on cocaine. The Australian Criminal Intelligence Commission reports on drug spending. For the past 2 years, cocaine purchases nationally were found to be worth a combined $3.5 billion, while Coke sales, for the soft drink that is, were only about $2.8 billion. And you can read more with a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. The number of low-range speeding offences has exploded since the New South Wales government introduced secret mobile speed cameras and removed camera warning signs. The longer-term average for people fined for travelling less than 10 kilometres over the speed limit is less than 2,000 fines per month, but by March this year, that's exploded to over 27,700 people fined in a single month. The removal of speed camera warning signs is an issue that's caused a deep division in the New South Wales government. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
The majority of customers shopping at the epicentre of the state's COVID-19 outbreak are failing to sign in using QR codes or wear masks, sparking frustration among retailers. At one retail outlet in Westfield Bondi Junction, every single customer seen by the Daily Telegraph over the course of an hour strode through without signing in with a visible QR code. Under New South Wales health rules, shopping centres and retailers are not legally required to display QR codes. However, they're encouraged to. And parents have been warned over kid-friendly apps snooping on children and storing their personal details. The Australian Council on Children and the Media has launched a new website called App Census for parents to check the privacy settings of 50 top Android educational and gaming apps. ACCM President Elizabeth Hensley says some apps were invading children's privacy by tracking their web searches and storing or sharing personal information. That's your headlines. For breaking news and updates throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au and we'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Australian history is full of colourful but forgotten characters, from alleyway gangsters to Cold War spies and eccentric entrepreneurs. There are hundreds of incredible stories of adventurous Aussies that never make it into our history books. Each week I talk to some of the country's greatest history authors, sleuths and yarn spinners to uncover the untold stories of some of our most interesting and offbeat ancestors. The show, In Black and White, can be found wherever you get your podcasts.